With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In a state that's number one in apple production, number one in hops, number two in potatoes, along with other tree fruit, berries, and other things, Washington State specialty crop growers are getting almost no love from the USDA and the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. U.S. Apple Association President Jim Baer says it's truly amazing.
The entire state of Washington has specialty crop growers. When I tell you this, you're going to think that I'm pulling your leg, but 22 specialty crop growers have received payments of all specialty crops. That's 0.097% of all the U.S. specialty crop checks that have gone out, and 0.031% of all the CFAP recipients nationally.
And if you look at the money, Baer says just 1.5% of the funds paid out nationally have gone to those Washington growers.
You would think just by dumb luck, you know, there's 50 states, and well, you know, Alaska doesn't grow much, and probably some other states don't grow a lot of specialty crops. But you would think just out of dumb luck that Washington State would comprise, you know, what, 5%, 10%. You know, it's a big ag state. 0.008%.
Baer says it should be a pretty simple payout for apple growers based on what's left in storage.
It's self-attested, just like we do our taxes, you know, but there is some audit rate, so there's an incentive not to cheat. And if you do, they're going to claw that money back. But at any rate, we sent that to USDA 3 weeks in advance and said this is a very simple and straightforward and justifiable way.
Listen tomorrow for more. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Joining me again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking about insect growth regulators.
Insect growth regulators, IGRs for short, control insect development by tricking the insect into producing another larval stage or not being able to produce an exoskeleton. These insect-specific hormones are methods used to control certain types of insect pests.
So staying forever young, huh? I like the sound of that.
Staying forever young would be an example of a juvenile hormone mimic. It keeps an insect immature forever and preventing it from reaching an adult stage, or sterilizing the adult female insect, preventing future offspring.
Either way, it sounds like those immature bugs would be what? Nothing but mush?
Exactly. Without an exoskeleton, the insect would be mush and either dry up or get preyed upon. An IGR can block the first step in the molting process so the insect never develops an exoskeleton. Look for both of these IGRs in a new insecticide called Senstar from Valent.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.